Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Chad Chubb, a certified financial planner and the founder of WealthKill LLC, a Philadelphia-based financial planning firm serving high-income Generation X and Generation Y clients around the country. Mr. Chubb, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it. Happy to be on.
Yes, sir, and looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for your time as well. So for starters, what are three financial planning topics that are often overlooked with small business owners?
Yeah, great question to get started. The three that we see quite a bit with, you know, whether it's oncoming clients or just friends and family that are small business owners is forgetting about that long-term retirement savings, that long-term outlook. You know, as business owners, I think we get a little bit short-sighted and just worrying about the business day-to-day. So one would be the long-term retirement savings. The other one is just the personal side of insurance. So not the business side per se, but just your personal insurance. So, you know, when we use that term, Eric, we're really referring to the life insurance and the disability insurance. You know, heaven forbid anything should happen to you where, you know, you were to pass away prematurely, or if you couldn't even do your job every single day. So that would be number two. And then the third one, you know, bringing the insurance full circle would just be the liability side. So whether it's personal or business-based, making sure that all that hard work you put into to creating that beautiful business of yours, you know, making sure that you have it protected, whether it's from the personal liability side or even just the business liability side. Those are probably the three that we see quite a bit, Eric, that we think are maybe not missed, but just not given enough attention to.
Certainly some helpful information there, and thanks for that. Tell us also, what is the biggest pitfall you see from most small business owners as well?
Yeah, this one probably wouldn't come as a surprise, but, you know, just liquidity. And liquidity, you know, in the financial planning or the personal financial planning, we call that your emergency fund. And it can take a few different forms, meaning that whether you think it's going to take a year to hit that cash flow goal or that goal, you know, we usually say double it. It's probably going to take 2 years. If you think it's going to cost $30,000 to get started and give you enough capital dollars to get moving, probably double it. You know, assume it's going to be $60,000. So, you know, I think that lack of liquidity and just not giving yourself a long enough runway to become successful. You know, unfortunately, we probably all have heard or seen those stories where it's a great idea. They just didn't give themselves enough runway to really let it take off. So that's probably the biggest pitfall we see in the small business world.
Chad, I'm sure there's a problem and a challenge for business owners to distinguish between their personal and business goals. How important is it to distinguish between the two? And get into some of those details per what you've seen and per your expertise.
Yeah, this is a big one. I would say, you know, with our clients, this is probably the one that's the hardest to separate. You know, often we combine these and think that, you know, it's one financial household, but especially with, you know, the smaller small businesses, you know, maybe it's just you and a spouse or you and a few other employees. It's hard to create two separate avenues. So, you know, for us separating those is really important. And you know, I also always put in a personal story with this one. You know, for myself, this has been something that's always been difficult for me, you know, even as a CFP and someone who builds plans every single day, it's hard to separate those because we put so much, you know, TLC, tender loving care into the business, it's hard to separate those, but it is something that's important. You don't want to neglect the financial plan for your personal side, you know, from a family perspective in the long term. You know, ultimately, we hope every business is successful, but we also know that there's enough horror stories out there that you also have to be thinking of the other side of the equation and making sure that you're giving it enough attention and care that you know, whether you have a change of heart and you just don't love that business idea anymore, or maybe the business doesn't make it, you know, the diversification tool on just saying you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket.
And that advice on that tail end of your response is very helpful, not putting all things in one basket. Good stuff there today. We are joined by Mr. Chad Chubb, a certified financial planner and the founder of WealthKill LLC, a Philadelphia-based financial planning firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Chad, continuing on, what are the differences in savings, say, for kids, house, retirement, et cetera, and when you become a small business owner versus working for a bigger company?
Yeah, again, another good question. It depends on how the business is structured. So, if you're all 1099, we know that can fluctuate. If you're set up that you're still receiving a W-2, even as a small business owner, the biggest thing, Eric, is just the consistency of the cash flow. When you're a W-2 employee at a big company and you know that all your money's coming through your W-2, it's easier to plan for that. You can expect that even as small business owners, if you do have a W-2 set up, that you're probably going to get distributions at the end of the year if you're trying to be a little bit more tax efficient, which, again, throws off your cash flow. So I think the biggest hurdle we face there is just how do we actually balance it all when the cash flow is not this perfect even stream. And that's where the planning for our business owners takes a little bit of a turn, meaning that we just have to be a little bit more strategic. We may have to build up a cash fund on the side, and then we're funding some of those goals towards the end of the year or maybe the start of the year, just kind of depending on what the goal is. So I think it's really just figuring out how your cash flow is actually going to flow in and then building the most consistent plan that we can around that.
Now, I've heard you say it's important to build a good team. Get into what you mean by that when you say build a good team. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, and, team one would be obviously, the employees you have. That's obviously a good team to build. But the team we're referring to here for our business owners is, our main goal as a financial planner, we hope that we're on that team. But in this perspective, we really want to see our business owners have a good CPA. A lot of the tax updates that happened in 2018 with just, the 20% pass-through deduction and other business-friendly deductions, having a good team, with a good financial advisor, a good accountant. We always refer to accountants as CPAs, but we understand that not all accountants are CPAs. That's important. Take advantage of the tax code to the best of your ability. And the other one, too, is just having a good estate attorney, a good business attorney. Those are all little pieces of the team that sometimes are overlooked, but can have a big effect on the long-term plan. So building that team and having a good, financial advisor, a good CPA, a good business attorney are all important pieces to the puzzle, I think, for the ultimate long-term success of that business plan.
Well, Mr. Chubb, it certainly has been great to have had you. A lot of great and valuable information shared here today as we key in on financial planning, and I really appreciate the expertise shared here with the listening audience today. In conclusion, love to get a little bit more advice from you. I'm sure we could talk all day and night and still not get enough from you. But in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share with the audience in conclusion today?
Yeah, I think, Eric, I'd probably circle back to the initial point of just making sure that you do build that personal financial plan. I know I used myself as an example earlier. It's hard. You put so much effort into the business, and we all assume and hope that that's going to be the ultimate payoff. But we just know that sometimes it doesn't work out that way, or maybe the end goal is, or the end payout's not what we thought it was going to be. So making sure you're getting diversified, you're still paying attention to your personal plan and your family's goals is really probably the last, big takeaway I'd have is just build the business, put the TLC into the business for sure, but just don't forget about that personal financial plan and make sure you're also giving that some TLC.
Again, Mr. Chubb, thanks so much for joining us here today and sharing your time with us. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on WealthKill online, where's the best place to get those details?
Yep. We use our website as our main hub. You can find all of our social media. We're pretty active in the blogging world. And it's just our company name, WealthKeel, WealthKeel.com. And that's our main hub. You can reach out to us from there. You can follow us on social media and even check up on some of the blog posts that we've even written for the business world. So that's the main place to find us.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Chubb, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
This was great. Thanks, Eric. I really appreciate the time today.
And I did as well, and you're welcome back anytime. I'd say let's make it a plan. Today we're speaking with Mr. Chad Chubb, a certified financial planner and the founder of WealthKill LLC, a Philadelphia-based financial planning firm serving high-income Generation X and Generation Y clients around the country. And to learn more about WealthKill, visit their website at wealthkill.com or follow them on Twitter at WealthKill. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.